So God
wants you to know that He has no intention of you failing along the route, and that whatever will finally happen will bring glory to Him. So you need to sort out that whole thing. What is it? Can you really draw clearly? Can you write a page on what your calling will accomplish? If you continue the way you are going currently, what do you think you have accomplished by the age of 80? What impact will the way you are living your life have on your family, on your children, on your clan, on your community, on the kingdom of God? Do you see them with you sitting somewhere in your 80th birthday, really thanking God for the way your life has impacted them? If you continue living it the way you are living it now, those are the issues to erase when you discover you are in your office so long you have become a stranger to your family. You make the money, but the money will not be in the birthday party on your 80th birthday. What impact are you going to make on your children when you are not even available to them? What impact are you making on your workers when you are so busy with the tasks, you do not talk to your staff, you don't follow mbwa management by walkabouts, you just lock up yourself in the office, never meet with them? You are the headmaster, you cannot take tea in the staff room, you are special. You are not having impact on them, you are too involved in the task. So how will that bring glory to God?